Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone and welcome along to La Liga Lowdown. I'm Hugh McTeer, and the fact you're hearing my voice at the start of this podcast means that we have a slightly different episode for you, a midweek edition, with a Copa del Rey Clásico, a Madrid derby, and the return of the Champions League just around the corner. We had to bring you the lowdown, didn't we? I'm delighted to be joined by Antía André, Madrid-based and sometimes Huesca-based journalist. Antía, how are you?
Hello, fine, and you?
Yeah, very good. Lots to talk about, so let's get straight into it. We're speaking on Thursday in the centre of Madrid, just along from Sol. We had a Clásico last night. What kind of mood are you sensing around here, apart from all the tourists excited to go to the Mercado San Miguel? What mood is there after the Clásico? Are Real Madrid going through?
I'm not sure. First, I have to say that I like the Clásico. To be honest, I expect more from Barça because I think they are on a better shape than sure. Real Madrid. But Real Madrid needs to do something to forget that they are going, obviously, to lose the Liga, because I think Barça or maybe Atletico Madrid is going to win. So I like the match. VAR wasn't...
No. It hasn't. Even with Mateo Lajos, it was no. Relatively uncontroversial.
Yeah, Mateo Lajos sometimes is the main character of the Clásicos. Yesterday he was a little bit, but I like the match. It was equal for both, so I think the 1-1 is the best.
Think it was fair?
Yeah, I think it.
And going into the second leg, obviously away goals count. Real Madrid have the advantage having scored an away goal, but Barcelona are surely going to score at least one at the Bernabeu, no?
The problem is for Real Madrid that on the next match, Messi is going to be perfect, I think. So he's going to be on the start 11. But also, I think for Barça, it's better to start first at the Camp Nou. Yeah. And the second leg on Santiago Bernabeu, because for some teams, for example Atletico de Madrid or Sevilla, it's better to have the second leg at home.
Sure, but you think it's different for Barcelona?
Why is it? I'm not sure, because I think Barça can make a surprise outside, and this way Real Madrid can do anything, because when the second leg is at Santiago Bernabeu, they don't have any chance to surprise the rival.
True. Yeah, and we've seen in some of the recent Clásicos that Real Madrid actually tend to perform better at the Camp Nou. Keylor Navas hasn't lost there with Real Madrid, and Barcelona have won so many times at the Bernabeu in recent years. So again, I'm going to ask you, why do you think that is? Why is it maybe there's less pressure if you're playing away from home in the Clásico, or is it just that these teams are so even and it's a coincidence?
If we talk about pressure, obviously it's better to play with your people. But I think they prepare the matches to won, of course, on the first leg, but I don't think they are worried about play away. On the match of yesterday, for example, Vinicius, I think he has the pressure enough. He did a good role yesterday. Also Malcolm.
Yeah.
And I think young people has the not pressure, but they have to make their coaches trust them.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is the only pressure they have.
Yeah, they did a good job, I think. And it was a couple of unusual goal scorers. Malcolm, as you mentioned, and Lucas Vazquez, both of them their first ever goals in the Clásico. There was quite a few of the unsung heroes from this game. Artur as well was excellent. Who else impressed you in that game? You mentioned Vinicius and Malcolm. Who else stood out for you as a good performer?
Of course, my favourite from Barça and from Vinicius yesterday, Malcolm, not only because of the score, because he was really I don't know how
he
to explain.
He was energetic, wasn't he? He was running up and down that wing the whole game, as was Vinicius. Both of them were defending as well.
Yeah, and, they were defending. Yeah. Also, Malcolm scored the goal. Vinicius, I think he has to... Solari, of course, trust him.
Sure.
But he has to prove that he deserves that place in the pit. Also, I like from Barça Piqué. I think he's the best defender.
Yeah, one of his best games of the season, I think.
He did it well. And from Real Madrid, I also like Benzema.
Yeah.
After Cristiano Ronaldo left Real Madrid, finally the nine of the Real Madrid can get his...
Yeah, he's having quite a season.
Yeah.
We'll move on now and talk a little bit about the Madrid derby at this weekend at the Estadio Wanda Metropolitano. 0-0 in the first game, no goals. Some really good saves, though, in that game from Courtois and Oblak. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll get goals this time around? And you mentioned Benzema's in great form. Is he going to keep up this run of form against Atletico Madrid in the way that Ronaldo used to score so often against these guys?
I hope so, because I think people deserve to see goals from a derby. There is nothing like a derby without goals. It was boring.
Yeah, it was.
So
the opposite of the Clásico. The Clásico always has goals.
Yes.
I think it's over 10 years now since we had 0-0 in the Clásico. The Madrid derby can often be 0-0.
I hope. But I also have to be honest, and I like when the goalkeepers are the main characters.
Sure.
In that case, Courtois and Oblak, for me, with Ter Stegen, are one of the best in the world. So I like when the goalkeepers have job to do. The Wanda Metropolitano is one of the stadiums that the people can make the difference.
For sure. 16 games this season they played there, they've not lost a single one of them, so it's going to be hard for Real Madrid to win. I'm leaning more towards a draw. What are you thinking?
I think now today Real Madrid is in a better shape than Atletico de Madrid. Atletico de Madrid comes after losing with Betis.
Yeah.
And now Real Madrid strikers, Benzema, Lucas Vázquez, Vinicius, that people who plays on the front, on the pitch, are better than ever.
Yeah.
So I think Madrid is gonna win, but maybe 0-1 or
a low scoring game.
1-2. Yeah, I think something like that.
Yeah.
And also Morata.
Sure. His return. I have a feeling he's either going to miss a penalty or score the match winner. He's going to do something. It's written in Sunday's newspapers already that Morata is going to do something. What do you think about his signing in general coming to Atletico Madrid, and also in this specific game, can he make an impact against his former team?
I agree with you. He's going to be one of the main characters of the of the match. I hope for him that he scores
in a
goal.
Good way.
Because if he misses a penalty,
it's already difficult. Having been at Real Madrid, some of the fans aren't on board with him. No, I think you're right. He needs something to go his way.
But what do you think is going to happen if he scores a goal? And is he going to celebrate it or not?
I think he has to. If he scores in front of the goal sewer, I think he has to celebrate.
I think he has to, because now he has to win the people from Atletico de Madrid heart,
exactly.
So he has to do that.
Yeah, no, definitely. You mentioned all of Real Madrid's in-form forwards, and one of the names I didn't hear was Gareth Bale. You didn't mention him. He's obviously just came back from injury. He scored 3 minutes after he came back from injury against Espanyol. He didn't start last night in the Clásico. He came off the bench when we had all the four substitutions at once. I've never really seen that before. What do you think of Bale and his situation? Do you think he'll start at the derby? Who's going to start up front? Vinicius is in such good form, Benzema too, but Bale is supposed to be the leader. Does he start ahead of Vázquez, Lucas Vázquez, who just scored? What can Solari do? He has a puzzle to solve. He has too many good forwards.
I think Solari has a problem. What a problem to have.
A good problem, you're right.
Good one. But now he has to choose on his first match, if I'm not wrong. He chooses Vinicius and Lucas Vázquez, and he trusts also Benzema. I was surprised Bale wasn't on the start 11 yesterday. I know he comes from an injury, but Bale...
He has been back 2 weeks now, so you would think he'd be 100% okay.
Yes, but I was surprised, because Bale can make the difference in El Clásico. Maybe not in every game, but in El Clásico, he's like the man.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
Mark Bartra is still trying to catch up with him from that final several years ago. Bale is a big game player, and you're right, it may be strange not to see him in the Clásico, and so you would expect him to start in the derby if he was rested for an hour in the Camp Nou. You're not so sure. I can see in your face
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but maybe he would be on the start 11 in Wanda Metropolitano because he wasn't on the start 11 against Barça.
Sure.
If he played yesterday, I was sure that he wasn't going to play this weekend.
Sure. No, it's going to be very interesting to see how that one goes. That one's Saturday afternoon. Of course, we'll be bringing you all of the lowdown in our podcast next week, coming out on Tuesday. We'll be discussing everything. I'll be discussing, I'm sure, all of the action from the derby with David Garrido. Final thing about just both of these teams in general coming into this match. In terms of La Liga, if Atletico don't win this game, is La Liga over for them and likewise for Real Madrid?
For Madrid, it's over,
if they don't
of course.
Yeah.
I don't think it's over for Atletico de Madrid because Barça has a difficult schedule, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
And I think Atletico de Madrid are like warriors. They don't. They never get tired.
Yeah.
No, never. And they won't say, okay, we lost the Liga, so we are not
going to
work. I think they are going to work till the final. But I think the main thing for Atletico de Madrid this season, they are focused on winning Champions League.
Yeah, you think so? That's a focus?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they get on against Juventus, how Real Madrid get on against Ajax. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in part two. So that's all for part one. Join us after this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to part two of this special podcast. I'm Hugh McTeer, joined by Antia Andre. We're going to talk a bit about the Champions League for both of the Madrid sides, the big two Madrid sides, of course, that are five teams in La Liga in this year. And it wouldn't surprise anyone if Getafe snuck in there. They could be in Europe next season, but we're focusing on the teams in Europe this season. That's Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. Champions League comes back very soon. We're all very excited. Everyone has marked in their calendars just before Valentine's Day. It's going to be the big matches coming back. We're going to start off talking about Real Madrid against Ajax. What do you make of them? People were quite happy when they drew Ajax in the draw. Should they be a bit more worried than they were?
People who can qualify to that stage on Champions League are not easy. And Real Madrid should not be happy because when they always when the draw makes him face an easy, it's not
relatively easy.
Relatively easy. They have difficulties to pass through the next stage. So Ajax could be one of the most easy teams for Real Madrid, but I don't think they are easy.
Yeah, they were good in the group stage against Bayern Munich. They gave them a couple of good games, and maybe it is good for Real Madrid to have the second leg at home, as we talked about before. They can spring a surprise, as you were talking about. the last couple of years, or a few times in recent years, they finished second in their group. Last year, for example, they had to play Paris Saint-Germain away in the second leg. This year, they have the home advantage coming second. Do you think that will play into this game? What kind of result do you expect them to take from the first leg?
First leg, it's
in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. That's the same thing I was thinking about. Yeah. For Real Madrid, it's worse to play at home on the second leg because they can surprise and Ajax can do it. But I think they should go to get as many goals as they can, of course. Yeah. But I think less than a nil three won't be enough for Real Madrid to because they have to be they have to get the biggest difference on the score to come back to be relaxed and not to be worried for the match. Yeah. I don't know, I think it's not easy as they think they are.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think Ajax are going to pose them some problems, but we still believe that they should come through this tie and then they'll turn their attention to trying to win a fourth consecutive Champions League. That's just crazy. Like it really is ridiculous that they're even going for this, but they are. We talked before about how the league might be over for them after this weekend if they don't get a win in the derby. The Copa del Rey, there's a bit of a break before the final after these semi-finals. Real Madrid, it could be the only thing they have left is the Champions League. But we've seen this before last year. How do you think Real Madrid are approaching this second half of the season?
Of course, for Real Madrid now, Champions League is not enough.
Sure.
I know that if they won Champions League, of course, they can say, OK, we saved the season, but it's not enough. I remember, I don't know how many seasons, when Real Madrid won the King's Cup, they didn't win the Liga, they didn't win the Champions League, and they celebrate the King's Cup, which I think is the little is the less important Champions
of the three,
League,
the three
of course.
Yeah.
So I think Real Madrid should go to win the Champions League because it's the only thing they can have. Copa del Rey is not enough. I think it's going to be difficult, and of course, for Champions League in a row, it would be. Yeah. Only Zidane can do that, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I just feel a little bit sorry for the fans. I mean, you know, we've seen some people round about here walking through the centre of Madrid in their Real Madrid shirts. And, you know, when it comes to the stage of the season, they almost only have, you know, like four home games for the whole season. It's like sort of like an NFL team or something like that. They have so few home games a year if you consider that all they really care about is the Champions League. I mean, Saturdays and Sundays in La Liga, it doesn't really matter if they're so far behind Barcelona. What do you think, speaking to Real Madrid fans that you know, do they like that there's only a few games per year that matter, or do they want more consistency from their team in the Liga?
I think Real Madrid fans expect everything from Real Madrid because they are also used to see Real Madrid winning. They are used to see Real Madrid winning Champions League. I don't think fans now are happy enough when they see Real Madrid. I don't know if it's 6 or 8 points, I don't remember, behind Barca. Yeah. They can't be happy, so I don't know what are they expecting, of course, from Real Madrid. They always have to expect to win everything. Everything is not possible because Barça is on the top.
Barcelona are there.
And Atlético de Madrid is doing well. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So, yeah. If they win the Champions League, it can be considered a successful season-ish. And if they only win the Copa del Rey, it has to go down as a failure. Is that what you're
If they only win Copa del Rey, of course, no?
Yeah.
If they win Champions League, they can forget that they don't won Copa del Rey or La Liga in that case.
More.
Yeah. They always have to expect more, but I think another Champions League on a row, it would be
enough. You can't complain.
No, of course.
One team that would love just one Champions League. They've been to three finals. The only team to get to so many finals and never win it. It's Atletico Madrid. They don't have an easy start in this game when they play Juventus first off at home. How tricky is this tie?
I think Atletico de Madrid has the most difficult, or one of the most.
Yeah.
They made a mistake against Brugge.
Yeah.
So they now they have to face Juventus. But I think Atletico de Madrid is in a similar way of Real Madrid. Of course, they didn't qualify to the Kings Cup against Girona. It was a surprise. Girona, yeah, it's okay, sure. But Atletico Madrid should have qualified. I think this year is the most important for Atletico de Madrid to get to the final because it's on their stadium.
Exactly.
After two times losing against Real Madrid, I think Champions League, it's a nightmare for Atletico de Madrid. So this has to be a year. Maybe they don't win it, but they should go to the final. Of course, Juventus is one of the main teams to face. It will be difficult, but I think if Atletico Madrid is focused on Champions League, they could beat them.
Yeah. In a strange way, I almost feel like Juventus is one of the big teams that Atletico are the best prepared to take on. If they had drawn, for example, Bayern Munich or Liverpool or Manchester City, I think, or Paris Saint-Germain, I think they might have had more problems. Juventus, I think, is a team that has a similar style that Atletico Madrid can actually compete well against. And we talk about it's a very difficult tie for Atletico Madrid. I don't think anybody at Juventus is happy to have to play Atletico Madrid this early in the tournament. What kind of result do you expect from the first leg, the one at the Wanda Metropolitana? We spoke about how the Madrid derby, we think it'll be low scoring. I think this will be low scoring as well. 1-0 to maybe one of the teams, maybe 1-1. What do you expect? And the big question, will Cristiano Ronaldo score against a team that he's punished so often over the years?
I'm sure Cristiano Ronaldo is going to play on their start 11. I don't know if he's going
and
to
maybe
score.
And maybe win. Maybe win.
Maybe, I don't know. But I think Atletico de Madrid, I hope, they win. I expect, I don't know, for Atletico de Madrid, 1-0 should be okay.
Yeah.
And it would be a result that fits Atletico de Madrid. Score first and then go to defend, and 1-0, it's okay.
We've seen that before.
But with Juventus and now with Cristiano Ronaldo as a striker in Juventus, maybe they should work a little bit more. I don't know. I think Atletico de Madrid could beat them. And I don't know if Cristiano Ronaldo is going to make the difference. With Real Madrid, he wasn't always the point to make the difference.
Sure.
With Juventus, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be really interesting to see. And we just sort of talked about Real Madrid's season on a whole, what would be a successful season for them. Let's talk about Atletico Madrid's. It's probably more likely than not that they won't win anything. They're already out of the Copa del Rey. The Champions League is going to be really hard, and the league, they're 6 points behind Barcelona. If they don't win anything and come second in the league and maybe get to the semi-finals of the Champions League, can that be considered a successful season, or do they need to expect more having spent so much money in the summer? What do you think?
I think they should win anything.
Something.
If it's the Champions League, of course, is the most successful season for Atletico de Madrid. Copa del Rey is not possible because they didn't qualify. La Liga doesn't depend of them because so maybe they can work hard. If they win everything and they expect Barça lose something, they can win the league. I'm sure about that. They are going to have difficulties, but they can. And I think Atletico de Madrid is not a little team. They are big. They go through Champions League so many times, so I think they have to expect more. People can continue saying that, okay, second place is enough for Atletico de Madrid, because it's not. They spend money, they play well, they have a good coach, so I think they should win, I think, and for their fans, obviously, because they are expecting something many years ago. So
And it's interesting, I don't know what you think, but speaking to Atletico Madrid fans that I know, some of them have become quite demanding and do expect to challenge for the Champions League, do expect to challenge for La Liga. Others, who maybe some of the older ones who suffered a lot in the 90s and the early 2000s when they went down to the second division, some of them are more of the mindset of, let's be happy with what we have. What do you think of the sort of adjustment in expectations for Atletico Madrid fans? Because before Simeone was there, fourth place was considered an achievement. Things have obviously changed in recent years, but some Atletico Madrid fans are still just happy with competing, even if they don't always win.
I think that would be okay if you are, sorry for mentioning that, but if you are Leganés or Huesca,
sure. Sure.
You can be happy. You can't demand your team anything because Huesca is on the first division for the first season.
So you're saying you would be happy if Leganés were in second place?
Yes, of course. Because you can demand more.
Yeah.
I understand Atlético de Madrid. For example, my grandfather was an Atlético de Madrid support.
Sure.
And of course, he would be really happy losing the Champions League final.
Yeah.
But now Atlético de Madrid is a big team, and I understand people who demand him to win things. They don't have to be happy with a second place. They can't.
No, it's true. And as well as the results, Simeone, I think, has a difficult task right now in terms of trying to change the style a little bit and become more attacking. They signed some cool players in the summer, like Thomas Lemar, Gelson Martins as well, who's already gone. Vitolo a couple of years ago, they've added a lot of good attacking players to the squad. What have you made of them this season? They're actually not very good at attacking with these players they brought in.
I think they have good enough players, and not all of them can play. For example, now they have Griezmann, they signed also Morata. They have good players, but as you say, it's really difficult for Simeone to make these people play, change the tactics. I think Cholo Simeone has a difficult job with Atletico Madrid because every season things change, and now people is demanding more things, more goals, not only score one goal on the first 5 minutes and then defend, they ask for more, and I understand it's difficult.
No, I totally agree with you on that. That brings us to an end, really, for this chat. So we've just discussed the Champions League ties for these two teams, Real Madrid Ajax on the 13th of February, first leg in Amsterdam, and Atletico Madrid Juventus on the 20th. That first leg will be right here in Madrid. Guys, remember to let us know what you think of this podcast, what you think of Atletico and Real Madrid's chances in the Derby, Real Madrid in the Clásico, and both of them in the Champions League. You can follow us and get in touch with us on Twitter at La Liga Lowdown. Antia, where can people find you on Twitter?
Antia Andre. Perfect. It's a little bit difficult to pronounce it, but
we'll be sure to have a link that you can click on that might be a bit easier. Also, be sure to give us a review if you have time and if you love this podcast. Of course you did. I'm Yumit Tia. Antia, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for inviting me.
Till next time.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.